This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 638, Bragging, Boasting, and Election Day Woes.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, you'll learn the difference between bragging, being modest, and having a big head. Plus, we'll talk about how we're feeling on the day of the presidential election. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's up, Michelle? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm excited because today is actually election day. Guys, even though this episode is coming out on November 21st, you guys know that we do record about 2 weeks in advance. So today is actually Tuesday, November 8th. And
yeah,
we are both on edge here wondering what's going to happen. Yeah. You went this morning and voted, right, Michelle?
Yes,
good.
I did.
Good for you.
I did my civic duty, but I was sad that they didn't have any I voted stickers. I think that's I don't know. I really wanted one, but it's okay. I'll survive.
Okay, very cool. Well, we'll get back to that. We're going to talk about the election a little bit later this week. But I want to remind you guys that if you're taking the IELTS exam, go over and subscribe to the podcast called IELTS Energy. That's from All Ears English. You'll find me and Jessica over there giving you the best strategies to get your 7 or higher. And also, Michelle, we are going to read off some awesome reviewers in iTunes today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So who should we start with?
Well, who reviewed us first, Michelle? Was that Tess? I want to say thank you to Tess Freire from Brazil on November 1st. Who else?
Yes, and thank you to Amelia Montanini from Argentina.
Yeah, very cool. And thank you to Soup Sink from China on November 2nd.
Okay, yes, and thank you to Zhishen Wen from China.
Uh-huh, and thank you to Moises Rocha from the U.S.,
and Anna Ploser from the U.S. also. Sorry, guys, if we mess up your name.
We always stumble on the names, Michelle.
Yeah,
but the
thought is there. Fun to hear.
But you guys should know that if you've written a review, then we read that review. We read it this weekend and we were happy. You know, this makes us happy. And I think that this is important for us to keep this show going, to keep us motivated, and for us to know how you feel about this show. So if you haven't done it yet, go on over to iTunes, guys, and go ahead and leave a review, please. Okay.
Yes.
Woohoo. Very cool, Michelle. So today we're answering a question. We're talking about one aspect of someone's personality. What is that aspect of a personality that we're talking about today?
We are talking about people, you know, basically if you are a bragger or not.
Exactly. Exactly. And it makes me think of when I was a kid, I knew someone who was such a bragger. I mean, a lot of kids brag when they're kids, right? Because they don't know better.
Yeah.
But it's so irritating when you're a kid and your friend keeps bragging about things and you want to tell them to shut up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good to promote yourself, but there's a fine line and between that and like bragging.
Ooh, that's actually a really interesting topic, is self-promotion and how it's cultural, right? Because I think in American culture, there's definitely a bit more self-promotion than you would find in other countries. And this comes in with the job interview, networking events. So this is actually a pretty deep topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is. But let's start with a question. Michelle, could you read it for us?
Of course. The question is, dear Lindsay and Michelle, what's up? How's it going? I'm Yogesh. Chavan from India. Ooh, India. Hi, Ooh. Yogesh. First of all, I would like to thank you for answering my questions. The way you put them across is really commendable. You are really helping people across the world. Thank you once again. Oh, that really means a lot. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
This time, also, I want to ask you some phrases that I heard from a native speaker. I have written them down. The first one is being modest and boastful. And the second one is self-deprecating. Are you that's it.
No, go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, wait, yeah, is that no. his?
Okay. So those are the questions, right? From Yogesh. And thank
okay,
you to
okay.
Yogesh.
Okay. I didn't know if that was something. So this is still Yogesh. Okay. Are you someone who brags or is boastful?
I don't know. No, those are actually our notes.
Okay. Those are our notes. That's what I thought. Okay. All right.
That's okay. No problem. Well, actually, Michelle, that's what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
Are you someone who brags? I mean, I wouldn't imagine that. I feel like you're probably
brag
humble.
All the time. I'm amazing. Oh, you no, do. I'm just joking. No, I'm actually extremely uncomfortable doing that. Extremely. So like almost to the point where it's not good. Like I really should promote myself more, but I don't like to sound like I'm bragging, and I just don't feel comfortable with it. What about you, Lindsay?
Well, I was just going to ask a follow-up question to that, Michelle. Like which situations do you feel like you should promote yourself more? You mean like at work or where?
Yeah, I think that most people, it's professionally, mm-hmm. professionally people, you know, talking about accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I'm not really one to like, you know, talk about accomplishments outside of a job interview or outside of my friend circle. Like, I don't really post that many stuff on social media, things like that.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing, right?
Yeah.
Posting on social media, different question for a different day, but definitely social media is one way that people manage to brag in kind of an indirect but direct way.
And sometimes it's good. I mean, like, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to do that at all. I'm just saying that I'm personally, I have a hard time doing it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who in my life brags a lot is my mother. I mean, I think it's a common characteristic of mothers to brag about their children. I mean, oh my gosh, it's so common. Does your mom do that at all?
Does my mom brag? About her kids?
You or your brother? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. My mom and I are very, very similar in that way. I doubt she like brags a lot.
Yeah. I think a lot of parents do, because a lot of parents feel like, I mean, my parents don't live through me. Obviously, they have their own lives. They've done their own thing. But I think, you know, when your kid, for example, when I used to play a lot of tennis back in school, middle school, high school, college, my mom would brag a lot about that. Not in a showy way, but in a very like kind of innocent way. She was just proud, you know?
And I'm saying bragging is not always a bad thing. It's about how much you do it, I guess.
Exactly. But I remember when I was like six, I had a friend who would always brag when their family got a new car or when she got a new gift, like a Nintendo for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Usually it was about something that her family like had. And it was so annoying to me. I just thought I couldn't even recognize at age six what good bragging was and what rude bragging was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's throw out some vocabulary words then for our listeners and answer this question let's just directly answer the question from Yogesh. And we didn't actually make notes on this, but to be modest and boastful, what does that mean, Michelle? Well, they're two different meanings.
To be modest, they're kind of opposites, really.
Exactly.
So to be modest is like you don't really talk about your accomplishments. You're not really... you're not somebody who like enjoys like that kind of attention. And boastful is someone who like over the top, like just says that they're the best at everything. So
over
I think
the top.
Yeah, yeah, maybe somewhere in the middle is a good place to be. I don't know.
I don't agree. Know. No, I think you're right. I think you're right. We have to strike that balance, Michelle. Strike that balance.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating. What does that mean then?
Self-deprecating. Well, that makes me think of like self-deprecating humor. It's like, yeah, you know, kind of like about yourself. So if you mm-hmm. put yourself down, so it's like a comedy technique, actually. It makes me think of Conan O'Brien because he yeah. always makes fun of himself. And for some reason, that ends up being really funny if people do it the right way. So self-deprecating is to like put yourself down.
Yeah, no, that's right. When you were doing comedy, stand-up comedy, did you do self-deprecating comedy as a tactic?
Yeah, actually, I did. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think it shows you don't take yourself too seriously. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying that I would say like, I'm a terrible, I stink. I'm, you know, it's not like
that's
that.
Funny.
But like, you know, it's something, you know. Something a little lighthearted, just showing that you don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that really does work, especially in American culture with our form of humor. And I've heard it in other cultures too. So that might be a universal form of humor. I'm not sure. But okay, so let's go back. So we're going to give you guys a variety of vocab words to describe the two types of people, right? Or two ways of kind of acting. And the first one is under the category of someone who brags or who boasts. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the word we already threw out there is to brag. Okay. So right. common verb, I mean, very casual. We use it a fair amount, right, Michelle?
Yeah. That's okay. Common.
Yeah.
Guys, start learning with real English. Drop your textbooks and go ahead and grab the 100 most common phrases in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/100.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
And then this one, a braggart. Now, I know this word, but do you know this word, Michelle? I mean,
yeah, I know this word, but yeah, I wouldn't say that it's like common now. I mean, I don't know, maybe
no
people use it, but I don't really hear like my friends using it or
no
anybody. Yeah,
no, it might be good to know, guys, for writing. Or if you're in a very formal circle, you might hear people use it, but I wouldn't tend to use it with my friends either. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I also like the verb to flaunt.
Yeah, to flaunt. Oh, yeah, we had boast also. And then mm-hmm. to flaunt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like to show off.
Exactly. To show off, to flaunt. If you got a new jacket, you flaunt your new jacket. To show off is another one. Actually, I would add that to the list, to show mm-hmm. off. When you're a kid, your parents will say, oh, you're just showing off. Like if you have a guest come and you act all silly.
Yeah, right, right, right. Oh, he's a show off. Yeah.
Yeah, he's showing off. He's a show off. Yeah. Also kind of someone in this general category of acting kind of showy and bragging and just being silly. Okay. Uh-huh. Another one is to rub it in. What does that mean?
How can I explain to rub it in?
Yeah.
To like brag a lot, I guess. I mean, and really draw attention to something.
Right. Exactly.
But it can be used in different ways. I mean, I think of literally like you're putting on lotion and you're rubbing it in. So it's like mm-hmm. making something even stronger or even more extreme in a way. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, let's say I just won the lottery and someone else maybe lost their job and I'm talking about counting my money from the lottery and the person could say, oh, don't rub it in. Right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Making the issue bigger, as you said. And the last phrase is to have a big head. Someone who has a big head is what?
Someone who is a person who thinks a lot of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who tends to brag, and you can tell by the way they talk about themselves. I don't know too many people like this now. I think it's something that kids sometimes have, and they tend to grow out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Should we go to the other side?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So people who are kind of opposite are what, Michelle?
Well, modest, right? That's the one we talked about. And then we said unassuming. What's that?
I think of this as a synonym for humble, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So someone who just is unassuming is just very much kind of not being showy, just kind of being themselves and not being loud and noisy and boisterous, just kind of being themselves, being humble.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I like that. And then we have, you know, self-deprecating, of course, which is a little bit different.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. So it's a little bit different, but I think it still belongs in this general category. Someone who sort of makes fun of themselves. I mean, sometimes this could go along with being humble. You see the silliness in what you've done and things that you've done and your mistakes, and you're willing to recognize them. So you're self-deprecating. Right. Yeah.
Well, is it always in a humorous way, though?
No, not always. I mean,
yeah,
definitely.
I would say that it's like, I mean, it could be humorously, like, but it's not always. It's just like putting yourself down. But a lot of times when I hear self-deprecating, I think of self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't have to be. It could be. And actually, that could be a drag to be around someone who's always putting themselves down if it's not funny. Because that's, I don't know, it's fine for a few minutes, but you don't want to be around someone who's always so down on themselves.
Right.
You know, and something similar to modest is humble, which we've already used. I bet a lot of our listeners know that word, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a quick role play and we'll see. And when I, you know, today, because today's election day and that's on my mind when I wrote this role play this morning, the first thing that I thought about was we're talking about people who brag and are showy. I thought of Donald Trump.
I'm not surprised.
I know, right? So let's do it. So here we go. So Michelle, can you believe what Donald Trump said in his last rally?
No, Lindsay, it's crazy. It was jaw-dropping to see him brag about grabbing women in a sexual way, like he has so much power or something.
Yeah, totally scary to hear a presidential candidate talk that way.
He doesn't have a modest bone in his body.
It was also super weird how he boasted about having a relationship with Putin.
Yeah, wow, that was super weird. It's like he lives in his own reality.
A lot of people hate Hillary and think she's corrupt, but at least she's more qualified for the job.
Yeah, she has had so many accomplishments in public service over the years. I wonder if she is still humble. She doesn't show much of her personality to the media.
That's probably because if she did, they'd find a way to say she's moody or unfit to be president because she's a woman.
Well, I'd rather have my niece grow up with her as a role model than Trump.
Yeah. That's for sure. Me too. Although you have a nephew. You don't have a niece, right? Or do you?
I do. I have two.
Okay. I always hear about your nephew, but not as much about your nieces.
Well, one of them is a newborn. So.
Oh, that's right.
It hasn't been that long.
That's right. Well, very true. Because I was thinking, like, if Trump gets elected by some crazy mild landslide or whatever, if it happens, and then he gets reelected, like, that's 8 years. That's a long time to have this man as president. It's a scary thought to me.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens today. And next time we record, we'll know. We'll see.
That's right. We'll know. We'll know by the next time we record. Exactly. Yeah. So let's go. So we used a bunch of these words and these expressions, guys. So let's see what we used here. I mean, the first one we said, it was jaw-dropping to see him brag.
Yeah.
About grabbing women in a sexual way, right?
Yeah. So we used brag and then jaw-dropping. What is jaw-dropping, Lindsay?
Well, that's a bonus phrase for today. I mean, it was surprising, right? Because my jaw literally dropped, okay?
Yeah, right. Think of that face when your jaw is dropped and you're like, right? Jaw-dropping, surprising. I couldn't believe it, right?
Exactly. It's like a gasp.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, right? Because that's really happened in, you know, that kind of thing hasn't really been in the news when it comes to presidential candidates. It's just crazy. Okay. And then I said he doesn't have a modest bone in his body.
Yeah. And then you said it was super weird how he boasted, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Basically another word for brag.
Yeah. And I'd say that boast in my vocabulary, at least, is less common than brag.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
But guys, it's still good to diversify your vocabulary and throw it in there. OK,
yeah,
that's what I would recommend. Yeah. OK. And then I said regarding Hillary Clinton, I wonder if she's still humble. Right. Because she doesn't because she's been in the spotlight and she's done so many things over the years. I wonder if she's still humble.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wonder that about different like celebrities or public figures. Yeah. If they have a humble personality or not. And you like to think that they do.
Yeah. Like,
but, you know, like if I found out my favorite celebrity wasn't nice or was like, I mean, of course, I'm sure they all are a little bit, you know, think a lot of themselves, but I don't know. But, you know, you want to think that they're humble.
You want to think so. It's funny, though. I was thinking about that this morning when I was writing this role play. You know, we know so much about Trump's personality because that's actually what he puts out as his brand. He doesn't actually talk about the issues. That's the first reason. And I also think that Hillary Clinton does a good job of kind of building a bit of a mask and staying very kind of neutral in terms of personality. Like, if you think about it, do you really know anything about her personality? I mean, all we really know is her politics, which is maybe how it should be. But I think part of why she does that is the fact that she's a woman and it might be a slippery slope. Like, people could take things that she does if she does show her personality and twist it and put it against her and say, oh, she does this because she's a woman. She's this way because she's a woman.
Yeah, I think she shows. I don't know. I feel like over the years, I've seen a personality from her. I know a lot of people don't think so, but I don't know. I think that we've seen her personality. I do. Not in a Trumpy way, like where you see everything, but I don't think that like we haven't seen anything.
How would you describe her personality? Like, I was trying to figure out how I would even describe her.
I don't know. I mean, like a nice woman who is funny at times and smart. I don't know.
She's funny. I think she has a strong view on social justice. Like, I think she really believes
in
social justice.
A very caring person. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you about all the different things she likes or doesn't like, but I think that I get a sense of like a sense of her. Yeah.
What does she eat for breakfast, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know. That's just the way. Maybe I haven't been paying as much attention to the news, but I feel like she stays quite neutral. But that's just my opinion.
Where it's necessary. Though. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Totally. Totally different candidates, that's for sure. So, all right, guys. So today we've gone off on a little bit of a tangent, and it's hard not to because today is a very important day in the history of the United States. Very important. I mean, we may have, by the end of the day today, our first female president. That's also very exciting.
Yeah, huge. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, if you want to get the role play for today, go ahead and grab the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and download that. That's the only way you're going to see the role play because it won't be on the blog. And Michelle, thanks for talking politics with me today.
Sure thing. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Bye,
bye guys.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.